consciousness, awakening, and hope. It was a lovely September day, and I love September since it is my birthday month. The air was still warm and summer was not giving up just yet. I was back from the holidays spent in Beverly Hills and ready to return to work. Lab and experiments were waiting. Part of my routine was doing yoga several times during the week. Not that I was or am a yoga expert, but I was performing it for a decade before that specific September day, so I can say that I was at least an excellent beginner. Anyway, I rolled out my yoga mat when my lunch break started and started an easy flow. The first 5 minutes passed quickly. When I was about to go into Warrior Two for a few breaths, I closed my eyes to enjoy the movement. And I do not know what happened then. Like, my mind and my body disconnected from each other and I lost balance. While falling backward, I reconnected my mind and body and tried to avoid hitting my head on the closet mirror. I tried to make my body roll into a ball, but one leg was still extended from the warrior pose. When I touched the floor, the knee of the extended leg made a sound of popping and snapping. Suddenly, I was completely present and in the moment. It has been almost 2 years since then. And just like that, life can change in a split second. I have been evolving, but these last years have been much more intense. The experience of getting a more severe injury and with that, the need to change my life so I could adapt to the circumstances brought more rapid developments that I could not predict, wish, or plan for. There was a combination of experiencing the awakening, something that had happened several times to me, and becoming aware of the only constant in our lives, and that is change. Until we experience something that is either devastating, soul-crushing, unbearably hard, or uplifting, emotionally fulfilling, intensely, energetically pure, we cannot experience the moment of being awake. Some people say they experienced the sense of being awake when they were in the nature and felt deeply connected with it. Some say that it came after a period of a deep grief and depression. For some, it happened during spiritual sessions. Most people who want to feel the blissful joy of being one with everything think that the only way to do so is through spiritual practice, deep meditation, energy healing, prayer, and silence. However, many recorded events did not need this initiation. They spontaneously occurred while people walked, read a book, or sat in the park. Recently, my husband told me that while being outside and reading a book, suddenly, when he looked at the sky, blue looked bluer and green from the trees looked greener. He was overwhelmed by peace and tranquility. Moments like this are the ones that count as being awake and fully present. I mentioned earlier that my injury was for me, in a sense, a moment of awakening. For several years before it happened, even though I was on a constant journey of self-improvement and growth, I was more asleep than ever. I was going through life like a robot with automatic responses ready, whilst my higher self felt sad that she could not get to me. I cut her off. I was not allowed to be sensitive or be there for myself. It might have been dangerous for me to do so, or so I thought, because I would lose the ticket for the world I wanted to live in for so long. But then what happened was that when I entered the life I worked towards for so long, I was too exhausted to live it. Years of flight or fight mechanism left its mark on body and soul. And even though I was happy with the situation that I was in, the years of not listening to my mind and my needs left me drained and not being able to enjoy my life. During one recent astrology session, the astrologer commented very gently and smoothly that it might be that the injury was self-inflicted, unconsciously, of course, not intentionally, that was the final drop. And because of it, I noticed I needed to change something. I need to stop, take a breath, revise, and give myself a chance to heal. Not only my physical body, but especially my mind and soul that suffered for so long. I have changed many things since the injury. I certainly live an entirely different life than before. But there is still so much to do. Even though the moments of gratitude for small things each and every day are there, I'm still working on my fears and my doubts, on being conscious of each and every thought and move, aka being aware of them, aka building up the muscles for becoming awake more often. Still working on allowing my higher self to talk to me. We should never forget that self-improvement and self-growth is a never-ending process. Sometimes we take two steps forward, but face a challenge that we have never faced before, and suddenly we are five steps back. We grow like never before until we push through the challenge, and then all is much better. Our brain is just a fascinating thing. It's now known that plasticity helps us become better versions of ourselves. Still, it is also a vessel through which our consciousness comes true. Yes, this has yet to be proven, and many are against this proposition. However, consciousness and becoming awake are natural, palpable, and extraordinary, and we will prove them sooner or later. We should never give up on that and lose hope. Take care of yourself. Until next time. Lots of love, Selena. Each episode of the podcast Alive and Awake can be read as a blog post, and it is available on aliveandawake.org. If you are in the mood of listening your favorite TV show instead of watching it, why don't you try listening The Color of Destiny, an audio drama mystery available on headphone app. That's HEADFONE. Headphone. Disclaimer, this is not a paid ad. This is me promoting my audio drama that has been published in a headphone app, and it's called The Color of Destiny. If you are in the mood of some mystery that you can listen and then imagine the scene by opening your imagination, then try out The Color of Destiny on the headphone. Link for The Color of Destiny is available in the description box of today's episode.